Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm over here now.
I'm over playing with the snake and...
Is that code?
No. I'm at my Jake's enclosure.
I'm over here now.
You lucky ducks. I had grapes and granola.
There. You don't eat any beef. Yeah. You're not part of the 12%.
I listen to them every morning, by the way.
Well, what's the name again? Grapes and granola.
I'm
granola.
How you doing, everybody? Okay, we got the horoscopes coming in about 20 minutes.
Celebrity birthdays.
Oh, great. You're such a kidder.
Jackson.
Oh, everybody in America is doing that.
I know.
You too?
Yeah.
You too? You're on Will Butrin too? I am.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
I have to start the show today with a little meeting, a little business meeting we have. So, I came in at about 10 after 9, and Oscar was already here, and Rob was already here. So I got to... Didn't we have a discussion the last time? I just want to make sure that...
You're the only one that's worried about this
on the show. I just want to make sure I'm not late.
We were here at 8:50.
Well, but I mean, the last time we talked, I thought it was going to be 9:15.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean we... Mike, there's so much stuff we have to do here before the show starts.
So it's okay if I come in at 10 after 9?
You can come whenever you'd
like.
You're the only one that's hung up on this.
No.
What do you mean? What do you mean hung up on?
Like, you're the only one that's hung up on, is it 9:15 or is it 9? We don't care. We've told you this.
Yeah, invariably, I'll be here.
Yeah, we're always here. We're here.
And, I mean, if Oscar's a few minutes late, we allow for it.
Or I'm working on the other enterprise.
But we'll be here for you. And just, you know, if you're going to be, like, 40 minutes late, send us a text. But if it's 10 minutes, who cares? We're here.
What if it's 30 minutes late?
Totally cool.
Yes, but a text would be nice for 30.
I don't even need a text.
I wouldn't want to be
late. I'm here anyways.
What?
I've been here the whole time.
No, stop it, Jack. Jackson.
Well, you're saying I'm hung up on it. I'm just repeating what the meeting was the last time, and I don't want to keep you guys waiting if you're sitting here. I guess it concerns me.
We've talked about being thoughtful. Is asking about it prior to you just doing it. That's what's being thoughtful.
Being what? What are you talking about?
Was I late today? It was 9:15. It's like the weirdest thing that we've talked about this 5 different times, 2 times off there, 3 times on there. It's whenever you want to start the show, it's your show.
And
that's a good thing.
Yeah.
That's the most open-ended version of saying nobody cares what time we start except for you. Because we're open to your discretion. Like whenever you want to start it.
Well, no, I think we have a target. And I think, you know, like I said.
But if you're if you make us wait 30 minutes... If you make us wait an hour, we're ambivalent to that. Unless there's like a conflict, we'll tell you.
And also, the only thing I would ask is just let me know if it's going to be more. I would say in
30 minutes, more than 30 minutes.
No, in excess of 15.
Fair enough.
I would say just let me, because I mean, I'm here, but I can be doing something else than waiting here. And I'm only, you know, 40 seconds away.
I don't like this new rule.
The new rule is
it's the same rule it's always
like this
been.
New rule. No,
right.
I don't like it.
What
don't
would you
care
like the
it.
New rule to be? You can propose a new rule.
Well, I thought we'd said we'd start at 9:15. Sharp.
You know who doesn't like sharp?
This guy.
Yeah,
that,
I know
the boss.
I know the new guy boss. That's popping off the most.
The new boss.
So, the new boss.
DG. My letters. I have my letters. Well, I'm not getting up to get my letters. DGH.
Where are your letters? They used to be there.
Oh, well, a shelf went away.
See, you're getting pillaged from everybody.
Everybody picks on me.
You know what? She could take the D and the G for Dermglow, and she took the shelf anyway.
She took the shelf. The letters are right over there.
You're lucky you still have a microphone.
Yeah, you're lucky.
No,
she's like, the microphone really adds some pizzazz to the storefront.
A little glitz.
I was not. By bringing this up, I was trying to be thoughtful and not difficult. That's what I was doing. And then Oscar went off on me, and I don't know why.
This is what Oscar does. That's what he does.
That's what I'm here for.
He's picking scabs.
Well, it's somewhat... It's
as a level-headed representative.
This is what it is.
I like Rob being the arbiter.
You asking about...
I don't even like listening to you.
You asking about the time. when you goddamn well know you can do what you want.
It's not true.
Oh.
I couldn't just say, what if I just didn't show up? That wouldn't be
yesterday.
That wouldn't be good.
I met a wonderful cinematographer that works on Lioness, and I asked him to come on the show.
Yeah.
And because they shot in these big warehouses in Baltimore. They built a studio.
Shoot that in Baltimore? They do lots of outdoor shots.
20 months
DC.
In Baltimore. They rebuilt sets. They spent $300 million on this show.
Imagine working on a show like that.
Yes! So I'm,
can you imagine spending $300 million in Baltimore? You could own the town.
I'm begging him. And I'm looking at his IMDb like, real legit player. And we've met him a zillion times. All these humble guys that come in here and
you're
just
begging
work
him
on
to come on and talk
about
the process.
Yeah, and he's like, yes, 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 yes. So he goes, I actually play a lot of golf as well, you know, outside of just doing this. And I said, actually, this is perfect. You can get along great with Mike because I'm selling him on the show as we're setting up for Dominique's show, you know.
That. Thank you. Thank you.
And he says, were you there when I mentioned this to him?
No.
Okay.
I was.
Yeah, there he was, Mac. I said, he actually loves golf so much. We shift the schedule in the summers.
Blech.
And he said, what do you mean? He goes, your broadcast schedule? I said, yeah, during the year when it's not hot in Florida at, you know, 3 p.m., we do a morning show at 9 a.m. I was like, but he is so passionate about the sport that we do it at 3 in the summer so the guys can play without stroking out in the morning.
And what did he say to that?
He said, that's wonderful. I wish I had that set up.
And I said, he can't because he's like 14 hours, right?
Well, because he's making movies.
Right.
Right?
That's he goes, with Taylor Sheridan and all those people?
Yes! And I like, because
Oscar and I love the show. By the way, if you don't know what we're talking about, folks, it's a show called Lioness. It's on Paramount Plus, and it's the newest franchise I just believe. I'm waiting for Taylor Sheridan to really bomb. I don't think he's capable of it.
And he says to me, I can't wait to meet him. So in the next 3 weeks, we will have this guy on.
Oh, well, that's good. Yes. That's good. Well,
and what time will he be here?
Well, that's why he asked about the show, he says.
Well, no, yesterday, in fairness to Mr. Ferraro,
we were here.
We were on time. Yeah.
Ready to rock.
And, you know, we do that when we have a guest. Yes. And I think, okay, so I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
I'm
but,
cool.
Mike, I'd say, as if you want me to arbitrate here, I put this out to you. Let me offer this. 9 o'clock is our supposed start time. We've also
on certain days.
Oscar, I'm arbiting here.
Well, get to it.
What does that mean? I was getting to it.
Feisty today.
You're telling me.
Well, you know.
We've also suggested 9:15 as our start time.
We locked that in. This is why Mike gets away with this, because you don't even know what time the show starts.
We've also had a three.
What am I getting away with?
It was 9:15. You made a big fuss off air. If it was 9:15 or 9 o'clock before, we settled on it 3 weeks ago.
9:15?
Yes.
And so when I came in today, I just
and asked about it,
I
was like, what are you double checking about? You made it a big deal 3 weeks ago.
And
you were both here waiting for me, and it was 10 after 9. So
and we've also done a 3 o'clock start
thoughtful.
Time.
I was being thoughtful. I will never be thoughtful.
Thank
what?
You, Mike.
What, Rob?
That will be taken into consideration in the arbitration.
All right.
We've also had a 3 o'clock start time. We've also had evening start times. But I do know
I would
one
love
thing
to do evening show.
I know you would, but I'd love if you'd be quiet just for a moment.
Afternoons and
let me offer this.
No, I can't do an evening show. Schedule's insane now.
The one thing that is consistent with every start time is one of the principals is not good at any time sharp.
That's true.
It needs to have some flexibility.
Yeah.
And when you and I first talked about 9:15, it was to be Oscar was going to shoot for 9, but in reality, we were going to do 9:15.
Again, the only ones that are hung up on time.
This is months ago. This is months ago. The 9:15 became the start. All I'm saying is this. Let us shoot for 9 o'clock.
All right.
And if someone is going to be more than...
I disagree. It's 9:15. You're not reinventing the entire.
Now that means it's going to be 9:30.
I know.
And yes, I am, and I will always be hung up on it. You know why? Well,
yes.
You should be too.
I am.
Because you were in radio.
How about you guys?
Radio.
You guys haven't been on the radio in 20 years, and I haven't been in 25.
That is an insult to KCJJ.
Yeah, in your face, Oscar.
You haven't been in paying radio in 20 years or in 25 years for me.
Neither of you.
I'm here. I've made peace with it. We live in a digital age.
I agree.
Do you know what being on time is? Being on time is not just professional, it's also polite.
I was here before the both of you clowns.
Today you were.
Yes, I was.
That's right.
The wrong day to pick on me. Scoreboard. The Ricky Bobby, the rest of the world.
Let's start scoring today then. The day that Oscar was here before.
I have no idea what he's talking about.
Remember, Mac, when you walked off the elevator and I was like, been here the whole time.
Yes. And then you had Santos run over to me.
And greet you like the king you are.
What time was that you walked off the elevator, Mac?
8:45.
8:45.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Early arrival for you.
Yeah. Had to drop off my wife a PT at 8:15. Okay. Was here at 8:20.
Major story about Oscar's wife later on in
the
show.
Yes, major breaking news.
Although I think we might have to, that might supersede me. In fact, it does.
Let's get the little lady in on this. Oh,
I think
shocker,
we have
she's
to,
still at the PT.
So I, in my mind, this is where it's one brain.
Okay.
What did I miss? What did I just
miss? 9:15 is the start time.
We're done with that.
Unless
we're
I have PT.
He can't do sharp. He can't commit. He can't do it, Mike. He can't flippin' do it.
This discussion started because I was coming in to say, hey.
You were being kind.
In my own way, I was going to say, sorry, I kept you guys waiting.
It was a false humility.
What?
Yes.
It was not. How was it false humility? I was ready to go. I could have been here at 10 of 9. I was ready to go. I dropped my kid off.
He was ready to go.
Oscar, you really don't have a leg to stand on here.
I was here.
One day you were here.
This is the day you talk about. What's the scoreboard? What have you done for me lately? It's today.
Okay.
That's funny you bring that up because everything seems to be coming around. I was going to ask you how it went at home with your wife. And then before I could even ask you that, you said, my wife doesn't want to be mentioned on the show anymore. Then you said, what have I done for you lately? Which were, those were direct quote words uttered by Mel Karmazan.
That's why I use them.
The former president of Infinity Broadcast.
What haven't I done for you lately, I think was the quote.
What haven't I done for you?
Yeah, that's what haven't I done for you?
What haven't I done for you? It was when we were negotiating a syndication. Yeah. Why do you want, and I remember, oh God, soul sucking.
Yeah.
Why do you want to be syndicated? And we're like two fat rube disc jockeys sitting there. You're going to make more money. You're not. And I'm like,
you're not.
It was horrible. That's like a variation on the dream I had about 3-4 nights ago.
Oh,
I had
it
over the weekend and I woke up in a horrible, horrible dream where I was running around justifying my existence to corporate radio people. It was horrible.
That is
it
a bad one.
Absolutely
Do
horrible.
Do you ever have bad dreams about the previous show?
Not as much as I used to.
Yeah, I've gotten better about it, but I used to a lot.
But I have bad dreams about getting back into the system, and I think that has to do with, just PTSD of some kind.
Last
where
night,
I just didn't like it. I hate it. I used to tell people during my radio days, I used to say, that must be a great job. I said, it's a great job when the microphones come on, and it's a great job with all the entertainment aspects of it where you're outperforming and you get to talk to people that are interesting. It is a horrible job when the microphones are off and you have to deal with all the politics that exist. It was not fun at all. It was not, that's still to this day, I enjoyed this part more than anything else.
I had a nightmare last night that Oscar got here at 8:20 a.m.
On the day we started
We
started picking on him about his timeliness.
Right.
All right. We'll wait for we'll wait for the Oscar thing
because
I want to tell you I am also I don't feel like I'm hungover, but I feel like I should be because we, the O'Mara family, not my son, but my wife and I had bowling league last night.
Hey, that's terrific.
It was Bowling League in America, and it was packed. We'd never been to this place when it was just incredibly
crowded. Because league night,
crowded.
They fill it to capacity, I imagine, right?
Yes, yes.
Meet your new couple?
The new couple was a no-show, the husband and wife.
Oh, no!
So we were teamed up with two brothers, an older brother and a younger brother, smart guys.
Mm-hmm.
One guy's an engineering student, and I think his brother is still in college, and they were really, they were knowledgeable bowlers,
mm-hmm.
and it was off to the races. And I was very, very,
you
know what I
ballpark
realized?
Their age?
My son took my windscreen. That little,
yeah, I noticed that you didn't have a windscreen.
That's what I was respect. Wondering why I was popping my peas. Yeah, but that's what
is it? He uses it for his Fortnite?
He uses it for, communicating with his people.
Oh, that's so sweet.
People.
He's such a professional.
That's very nice, but it's not the professional I want, him coming in here and taking my stuff. God damn it.
Mike, it's like having
my son took my stethoscope.
You know what? He's at his school. It's, because the
you
hurricane
should call
days
him
are
and
over.
Tell him, hey, Dad needs to work.
Call
too.
Him. Do you know what? Call him and have them bring him to the office.
Yeah.
Where's
That's
my
not gonna
windscreen?
Happen.
I'd say, where's the foam?
That's not going to
Fork
happen.
Fork it over, kid.
I used to love when someone.
Isn't it just in the other room? Can't you just grab it off his mic?
You do this so many days. Yeah. You notice stuff like that.
Yeah.
You
know, I'm like, well, now I hear
different.
It.
Yeah. Now you'll hear
now
it.
Now I hear it.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's quite the fidelity.
God, you know, Mike, that really, it sucks that you sound like that on the day Oscar was on time.
I know.
Today's
technically, you're not prepared because you don't have all your stuff together. So you're still late.
Well, if you're on
I
time.
I guess if you're looking at it that way, like not having the studio ready to go. Just kind of rolled in here. I'm over playing
I'm over
with
here
the snake.
I am
yesterday.
Over here now.
I'm over playing with the snake. And
is that code?
No. I'm at Jake's enclosure.
I'm over here now.
There it is. And Michael comes up and said, Dad, do you have any more of these windscreens? And I thought he had picked it up. I said, no, Michael, put that back on. And I thought he was talking about the other microphone
right.
we have in here, Ooh. Which is right here.
That would be a better windscreen for him, by the way. Smaller.
Wouldn't for me, though. Wouldn't fit.
Oh, I bet it fit. Make it fit, baby. Stretch it.
Oh, no, you're going to rip it.
No, I think it's got give.
Oh, there we go.
That's
Yeah. Mm. It's not designed
that?
For it.
That's Look how, that. That's how the magnums roll.
Perfect. Perfect. And now you don't hear the...
How dare you?
Carl is a lucky
me.
Lady.
It's me when I was a young man. Oh, man. I'm going to break this. Yeah.
Gross.
I'm going to break this.
Sorry, honey.
Oh, sick. God. I'm too old for those jokes. Anyway... Where the hell was I? So bowling.
Yes. Bowling.
So we have purchased.
This is Mike bowling.
Oh, no.
Long delivery.
Wait for it.
We also have tape of Carla bowling.
All right, let's listen.
Here's Carla.
Here it comes. Strike.
Yeah. Beautiful. Beautiful.
So we have the bag with two bowling balls in it. We have the and two pairs of shoes. We have the start time, which is going to be 6:30. It was much later than that because they had the end of the summer league and the beginning of the fall league.
So there was crossover? Yeah.
Crossover.
Yeah.
But no one started. Everybody started at 6:30. So it didn't start until like 6:45.
All right.
So we get there and right away.
Was Oscar in this league?
No, he didn't show up. He was a no-show.
Yeah, oh, late. I thought because of the 15 minutes.
So we get there, and it's a little confusing. And I for some reason in my mind, I've deferred completely to Carla.
Yeah.
Because this is kind of her thing. I am a willing participant. I am an enthusiastic participant. But I'm not willing to, like, all of the paperwork, who we're bowling with, mm-hmm. where the papers, I'm kind of letting her... Or indicating to her that I want her to deal with that. So she does multiple trips up to the desk.
Is it chaos when you get there? Because this is the one night.
Parking lot's crowded, but I wouldn't describe it as total chaos.
Yeah, because were you able, and I hope I'm not reading ahead, were you able to like find the commissioner of your league? And
there's a guy, it would have been a perfect job for Jimmy Cerrito because the guy was on the microphone.
Oh, no.
But it was bad mic technique.
Of course.
So it's like. All right, we want to get the tipsy turkeys. The tipsy turkeys have to make their way up there. And he's, doing all the, and they're giving out awards for the summer league.
Oh, because it's the end of the summer league, yeah.
So that's why it's kind of crazy. And then Carla finally finds out that we are down at the far end of all the lanes. And when we get down there, somebody points out that we don't have a full team. We get the little printout, and it's just Carla's name
right.
and my name. And then to the right of us, we're playing a team that only has three people. And it turns out then they only have two people. So it's really, I am resisting the urge to go, what the F?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Signed up. We did the right thing. We put the paperwork in. We got our balls. We got our shoes. What the hell's going on here? But I didn't do it. I just kept to myself and thought about one thing.
What?
And that one thing was beer. Because the nice thing about a bowling alley is right in back of us, there's a bar. And I have indicated to myself that I'm going to get my beer on Wednesday nights, which I don't do anymore. I don't drink a lot of beer, and I'm going to have beers. And
bowling
so,
alley is a good venue for beer.
It's like perfect for beer.
Yeah.
What I notice is that at these different stations, they have, it almost looks like, do you know those wine decanters that they're kind of triangular and then they pour the wine in and then they decant them
and
aerate them and doing that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's with beer. And I see these things.
Not three, pitchers?
I see three, four of these things down the line.
Right.
And after I have my first beer and I'm realizing that ain't going to cut it. And I don't want to be cost effective.
Draft or bottle your first beer?
The first was a bottle.
Mm-hmm.
And I see that everybody's got these little mini flagons of beer that looked like maybe three beers, three or four beers. I'm like, that'll be perfect for me. And so I order one and we begin to bowl. It's apparent to me right away that these two brothers are bowlers. They've bowled before. And then they said something to me that was unusual. They said they bowled in high school. And so I guess there was a club bowling team in high school.
That's very
retro.
There's
no varsity letter in high school, is there?
I'm sure, Mike, if there's a team, remember, I lettered in theater. If there's an organization, there's a letter for it.
Yeah, but bowling
real letter is not earned by theater or bowling. A real letter is earned by varsity sports, Rob.
Mike,
argue that to the death.
It's a real letter, just like they gave the people on the football team.
No, it is
It
not.
Is. It's identical.
No, it is not.
It is, and it doesn't have a football pin in it.
Hey, Mac, look up how you earn a high school letter.
Tate barely got through college. You think he's going to look that up?
Well, he might be. He's lettered in computer sports.
Mike, if you're in a club, you can get a letter.
Yeah, and it is the letter.
Well, I want it confirmed. I think it's you're a letterman back in the day, not the talk show host. A letterman
or the group.
A letterman was a varsity athlete or a letter.
Did you have varsity theater?
Well, there was an organization. You could be a member of the drama club.
What's it say?
Athlete must play in 2/3 of the season's games or matches. It doesn't say what sport, though.
But it's a sport.
Right.
Yeah.
Theater's not a sport, right?
Well, we did theater sports. It's not
athletic.
But
you know you weren't an athlete.
Well, no, I'm not saying I was, but I'm saying that...
You could have been a contender.
There was an upper-level organization. Once you got past the theater organization, the drama club...
You are so full of it, it's coming out of both of your ears.
Yeah, you're saying there's a junior varsity theater?
No, once you got 80 points of theatrical experience in every job...
80 points?
Yeah, every job that you do in the theater has a point value, and I believe it was at 80 points you become a thespian. A member of the International Thespian Society.
I don't want to hear about the kinky stuff you did in high school.
Oh, because it rhymes.
Yes.
But I got an actual letter.
But you
just
had goals.
Yes. And I had a pin of the comedy and tragedy masks that went in my letter.
On your letter?
Yeah.
Not in your letter. On your letter. It was a pin you pinned on
the borders of the letter. The red fuzzy and then the white felt background. Yeah.
Yes.
Little Michael. He gives up all sport. And then he says, Dad, I got my pin with the comedy thespian masks.
The comedy thespian
masks. You know what I say?
What'd you say?
Take me to the ocean and throw me into the sea.
You can say that. You can say that all day.
I did plays in high school. I did plays in college. I was in drama.
But in high school, didn't do enough to letter.
How about you take those thespian masks and drown me in the bathtub with them?
There was no one in my high school that lettered in any kind of theatrical.
That's so sad you had such a weak theater program.
Maybe it was, but it was not. It was a conjured up to make you feel better.
Mac is the closest to
high school. Well, thank you for taking care of that.
High school for all of us. He's in his 30s.
Is he early 30s, Mac. Is he going to be the final
when you were in high school? All joking aside.
And what high school did you go to? Because you're a local guy.
O'Connell.
Oh, I forgot. He's Catholic.
Bishop O'Connell?
I went to Bishop O'Connell.
Your parents wasted all that money on sending you to private school.
Is that a good one?
It's a great
one. Yes, yeah. It's an expensive one. And then
Bishop School down here in Fort Myers is has a great football
program. You sat in the parking lot of Whole Foods and squandered that investment.
Did anybody at Bishop O'Connell, did anybody... Is that the one near...
I don't know why I'm so mad.
No, that's Paul VI.
Yeah, no, this is, I think, isn't O'Connell in Fairfax? I mean, Falls Church?
Yeah.
The thing is it's just like a Fairfax County education at O'Connell, but they offer one extra class, which is how to look the other way.
Did you have anybody that lettered in theater?
I don't know. I was not ever involved with the theater.
Did they just do Godspell every year?
They're a bunch of losers, right?
I wouldn't say that. They were just in their own separate group from
me. Dweebs, the skeebs, the bleebs. Yeah.
What are those?
I don't know.
That's right. But I'd love to play the clip from Ferris Bueller's.
Oh, with the lady? Off,
when she's talking about the dopers.
Yes, that's what it is. That's what it is.
That line. Still one of the greatest high school movies
ever made.
That's
what I was trying to go for.
To this day, I messed one of it the up. Greatest
but
ever.
We did have, Fairfax County did have a really great theater program, and there was competitions within schools.
Yeah, but you're holding, I know that you were great.
Well, I'm not saying that either.
But you're holding on to like a trope that...
You don't think I miss the irony of lettering in theater?
No, I get that, but I know that there's people listening to you right now that have also lettered in theater, and that you're their hero, and we're the
bullies. I can answer that by asking Rob this.
Okay.
Do you still have it? Do you still have the letter?
It's packed away, but yeah.
But you also still have a class ring, right?
I gave that to Julia. Oh no, sweet. You know what? My high school class ring I have in a box somewhere. Yeah.
I don't know where mine
it's
is.
It's blue.
I don't know where I
it's
was lying around.
It's aquamarine, Mike.
I might have my class ring.
You wouldn't throw away a piece of jewelry.
I still have my class ring.
Did
my high school class
I don't
ring.
Think class rings are important anymore.
I don't think they do them anymore.
Yeah. I didn't get one.
No.
Well, remember the company?
Balfour.
Jostens.
Or Jostens.
Jostens, yeah, that's what it was.
Jostens.
Flim Flam Men.
But I do think
like
they
these
really
kids are going to lose this in 3 weeks.
Oh my god! Yeah, man, it's a metal alloy,
and they'll
we'll
buy another
look like
one.
Gold.
This blue sapphire isn't blue sapphire.
I did though. You know what? It was cool. The only thing that made having the class ring worth it was giving it to Julia when she graduated. That was neat.
What's she going to do with it?
She's got it as a souvenir. She wore.
Does she wear it around her neck?
It would fit around her neck.
No, I'm saying.
Well, on a chain.
Yeah, chain.
What do you mean, like the ring itself? What, she's got a 26 and an 18 ring size?
She's fat. Or your fat fingers.
No, I'm saying.
I'm saying
fat
yeah, no. I'm saying like a necklace.
No, it was a neat presentation. And she said, Dad, that's really cool. And you know what? Mm-hmm. You don't get that very much when you're my age. So I was pleased with that.
Well, congratulations.
And Mike, this just in.
Yes.
This just in, if it was.
Any further than I can throw him.
Well, with your bad knee, Ed, you shouldn't throw anybody.
If she is. Love that character.
It's true.
What is so dangerous about a character like Ferris Bueller is he gives good kids bad ideas.
Uh-huh.
Last thing I need at this point in my career is 1,500 Ferris Bueller disciples running around these halls. He jeopardizes my ability to effectively govern this student body.
Well, makes you look like an ass is what he does, Ed.
Ed.
Thank you, Grace.
Ed Rooney.
I think you're wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, well, he's very popular, Ed. Mm-hmm. The sportos, the motorheads, geeks, sluts, bloods, wastoids, dweebies, dickheads. They all adore him. They think he's a righteous dude.
A righteous dude. There it is. Good pull, Rob. Oh, what a great movie.
Edie McClurg. The great Edie McClurg.
Is that her name, Edie McClurg? Thanks for giving her the props
she
on
was,
that.
Remember
That's
also
good.
The lady that got yelled at in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles by Steve Martin?
That,
and
she was she's clicking at the, you know, that's right.
And she was a Pee-wee. Yeah, she was a Pee-wee Herman alumnus. I think she came up in Groundlings
That's
with
cool.
Paul Rubens.
That's the best use. Also, since we're mentioning movies, I think perhaps the best use of the F word in dialogue
so
in cinema.
So great. The
Probably
best.
The best.
And well
so
delivered.
So getting back to bowling. So I really was, I was cruising along, got my beer. I realized immediately when they bring over this giant triangular thing full of beer that I have way over ordered.
Now, is it and something that you don't drink from the flagon? You pour from the flagon into a glass?
No, you got a little.
It's got a little spigot. Oh no!
It's got a little spigot, and so I'm realizing this is a lot of beer, and it's very evident to me that the two brothers are not beer kind of dudes.
Oh, they're focused on the game.
Drinks.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
They brought their own drinks, and then the sweet little old lady who's bowling against us with a very nice gentleman who was spectacular, just strong as an ox the way he bowled. I was able to palm one off on him later, but for now it was just like, I'm just going to have beer. And I said, okay, I'm going to throw caution to the wind and I'm going to get my beer on seriously as this is going on. Midway, first of all, Carlo and I get off to a fabulous start in the first game.
Nice.
Is it a three game night? It's a three game as they always are,
yeah, right?
Game night for the league. And Carlo does very well. By the end of the evening, I am bringing up the rear on our team. I have the lowest scoring average, but that's not the big mistake.
I'm guessing that towards the end of the night, your ball was veering off too far to the left.
Most of my misses were to the left.
Yeah, it's because you're getting tired and drunk.
I just had no desire to, right the ship. I was really trying.
Yeah.
And at one point, I said to Carla, I said, I'm going to get a strike in the first frame of this game. Watch this.
Did you start by saying listen?
I said, hey, listen. Watch this. But that was after I had my most embarrassing moment.
Oh, okay.
So I bowl and I hit like three pins. And one of the pins starts to wobble a little bit and then falls down in front of the other pins. And it doesn't get swept away, right? Mm-hmm. It's just...
All right.
Sitting there, and I without consulting anyone.
Oh,
or asking
you did
anyone,
not.
I walk over and I hit the little white button on the side of the, and it just wipes out all the pins. And the guy, the older brother, says, "What'd you just do?" I said, "I pressed the button so that the pins will come back." He said, "No. We have to go to the desk now." And I shut the and Carla is being absolutely. I can't believe you did that. And I'm up there going, bing.
What is that button bowler. Do again?
Yeah.
I thought it would fix it. I thought it was the magic button.
In that situation,
like a reset button.
In that situation, you would have had to call the desk anyway.
Yeah.
And they would reset the pins that were standing and then clear.
Well, we recreated what. And then they said, well, how many were left standing? I said, six. I think there were six of them.
I think.
And they said, which ones? I said, I don't know which ones.
They need
to know. I don't remember.
Know.
I knocked some balls down and said, just put six of them up. And I know that when they finally got, and then the guy comes out from behind, the guy that looks like he's a member of the Aryan Brotherhood that's down there in his, in his cell, eating his sandwich, comes back from the very bag and has to do this little thing.
Yeah.
Well, he's doing it back there, and then they set them up, and I know they set them up in a more difficult configuration, but I did not get the spare
to hear that.
And then I don't know whether we won or lost. Apparently, it's all about your average.
Yeah, and did you enter into an average?
I suppose. I didn't do any of the paperwork. I was busy ordering beer.
Because you probably, having not been a league bowler, you probably are starting from scratch on your average,
mm-hmm.
and that will determine your
overall,
handicap next week.
Did we do that when we bowled for the show back in the day?
No, we did focus on the beer, though.
We did focus on the beer.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that was so I'm in the league, and we'll go next week. Had a perfectly good time. I realized that the brothers are now our teammates, and they will be throughout the league.
Did you guys exchange information?
Yeah.
Oh, you should have at least, said, I'm going to text you.
No, we show up at the same
What's
alley.
The button on my iPhone to clear out my numbers?
Do you have the bowling app?
To wipe the whole thing clean. It was such good time.
I want to master reset my phone.
Yeah.
And I think I'll maybe order another flagon. But there was beer left when I left.
Somebody
said it was two pitchers. It was more than two pitchers. Mm. Yes.
So what did Carla think of them?
Carla enjoyed the whole thing.
Yeah.
Carla bowls really well. She does.
Are you going to give us any scores or not?
Next week I will bring scores. And I got over 100 a couple of times.
Okay.
I think I was right around 100 average, 107, something like that. Really bad.
Amen.
Compared to the other guys. And I couldn't curve my ball that well.
Doesn't matter.
I couldn't do the thing where,
I know, he said, straight a shot. Do a straight shot.
Well, that's what the guy said. Said try to do a straight shot. You're messing up by trying to curb it.
And if you leave the 7 or the 10 standing, which are the back corners, it helps to shoot across at it. Don't try to ride the gutter. Shoot across. Go diagonal.
All right.
When does your league start?
I have a meeting tonight, and I hope to get in. Cool. It's very full. And although I have people on standby to be on my team, if there is a single opening, I will take it.
What happened to the crew that you were amassing, like the Avengers?
No, I have
and
that.
And you said it's very full. What does that mean?
That means that the league is very full. He said there might not be a spot for you, but I said I will be at the meeting anyway.
This all doesn't add up or make sense. I thought you 2 weeks ago came to us and said, I've got a team. I need a lady.
Yeah, right? I didn't get a lady, so I could not do the Wednesday night.
So pretend like no one else knows about this league. You have to refresh that for us, right? Okay, so what happened with that initial pass to get into that Wednesday night league?
The Wednesday night league, I put out the feelers to get a lady because it's a mixed doubles league.
And your wife said no.
And my wife said a flat no, so I couldn't do the Wednesday night league.
Yes.
To participate.
Right. The Good. Thursday night league is different. It is three bowlers. The sex of the bowler is not consequential. It can be any team.
Well, it's fluid these days.
Thank you, Oscar.
Gender fluidity.
Yeah. And so there's three people on the team. And because of that, they bowl four games in a league night because it's less bowlers.
Do you have two other people that are bowling with you?
I've got two people ready to go. But because of the fullness of the league, I'm going to go in saying I will take any slot available. And if I have to bowl with strangers, I have to bowl with strangers. If there is a team open, I will do it.
Stinks.
Well, it does, but you know what?
You should have been able to bowl with your friends.
Dude, the whole thing is about making friends.
Yeah, but like, you're cool. What if you get paired up with a bunch of losers?
You know what? They're saying the same thing about me.
No, you're cool.
I'm not.
You are, and like outside of this world.
You had another one of your weeks, so that probably got you sidetracked a little bit. Right?
Yeah, it was not a great week to go to the meeting either. But tonight I'm going. Heading out to the branch and see what goes on.
What's the branch?
That's the old Village Lanes that they've rebuilt.
Oh, you're going to the bowling alley tonight?
That's where the meeting is. And the
meeting with all the leagues?
No, the Thursday night league meeting is tonight, and they start on the 7th.
So this is this is a big deal. You're putting yourself out there.
Sure.
What are you going to wear?
You're looking at it.
I don't know. Maybe some
kind of formal, isn't it?
You got stonewashed jeans on.
Yeah, you're gonna wear bowling shirts.
Well, we're not bowling. T-shirt. We're not bowling tonight. We're meeting tonight.
All right. Then wear a tux.
Yeah, of course. And a top hat.
Wear a tuxedo. Absolutely.
As always.
Top hat and a tuxedo.
And your little pin with the happy face and sad face.
Yeah, you know what?
Yeah, and your letter. Yeah, put your letter on too. With your smiling face.
I'd love to give Oscar a sad face.
Your sappy face and sad face. And then when you walk in, as soon as the meeting starts, you go,
yes. I foresee an excellent evening.
We'll be right back, everybody. Hey, Dadgrass, we've been telling you about it. Stay cool this summer. Grab some Dadgrass and let's dive in. It's legal, it's organic, and TSA, Transportation Safety. Aardvarks, give it
them
the thumbs up. Get that smokable hemp action. And keep your cool. Spark up those pre-rolled joints. They're all about the low THC and the high CBD vibes. And for you non-smokers, do what I do. I have the gummies. I love them. And they also have tinctures. Can we describe a tincture, which we always mention?
Yeah. It's almost like an oily reduction of the chemical.
That's too complicated. No.
Okay,
physical tincture is what?
It's an eyedropper for your tongue.
Yeah, exactly.
There it is. Yeah. Thank you. It'll have you riding the mellow wave, no smoke required. Oh, and jet setters, listen up. Dadgrass is your travel buddy. We mentioned it, TSA on board.
Yes. Yes.
Take your chill on the go.
Technically under your tongue, not on your tongue.
Like nitroglycerin when I'm having my heart attack, when I'm having a Mitch McConnell moment.
Oh, that poor guy.
He's a good guy.
He needs an NVIDIA chip.
That's how I always describe him. Good guy. It's the utmost experience, my friend. All Dadgrass products are federally legal for ages 18 and over, and it ships right to your door anywhere in the U.S. Plus, it's TSA approved. Again, that's three times we told you.
Well,
that.
They love
right
it.
Now,
it's very important to
also,
people.
Also, I Thank fly you. With it all the time, Mike. So.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Yeah, it makes you mellow. 20% off the first order when you go to dadgrass.com/TMOS. That's dadgrass.com/TMOS. 20% off your first order. dadgrass.com/TMON.
I hear the bowling horn.
Sound the bowling horn. There we are.
Bring me another flagon of beer.
Bring me the flagon. Bring me the flagon of beer. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
How's it going? Hi, I'm Mike O'Mara. I'll be your host for the roundtable this evening. And we're glad to have you along on a beautiful Thursday program. Where's my boom, huh? There it is. We start today with a 4.8-pound wheel of Spanish cheese. Broke a world record when it was auctioned off for more than $32,000.
I'm not familiar with Spanish cheese.
Little under 5 pounds of cheese.
Yeah.
$32,000. It's called the Cabrales Blue Cheese.
Oh, it's a blue cheese.
It's manufactured by Guillermo Pendas at his family's Los Puertos factory and aged in the mountain caves of Asturias. It sold for $32,408.10 after taking top honors at the 51st annual Cabrales Cheese Competition in Las Arenas.
Excellent. I bet that's good cheese. Yeah.
The buyer was restaurant owner Ivan Suarez. Suarez previously set the Guinness World Record for most expensive cheese, sold at auction when he bought a wheel of the same kind of cheese for $22,000 in 2019.
So do you remember the lady from the flip side yesterday that snuck the gun in her folds of fat?
Yes.
Yeah, she also sold some cheese at auction.
What's the most expensive, not meal, but
way to go, Mac,
single item food-wise that you've ever been like, that was a bit much?
You mean something that I have actually paid for at a restaurant that I said that was silly?
No.
I've had a glass of a $500 bottle of wine before.
Okay, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it was. Nothing I purchased, but it was a friend of mine.
Did you go?
I said, this tastes like crap. But he was kind enough to share a glass with me back in my drinking days.
I think really the most decadent thing, we used to go to a steakhouse, the Palm up in New York, and order the 7.5-pound lobster appetizer for the whole table. That was pretty decadent back
then.
That was. Are you thinking in terms of something else, Oscar?
No, we're on the same page. I can't.
Do you remember they'd bring that
I don't
thing?
Have a sophisticated palate, so I can't recall, like, man, that was an expensive steak.
I'm not a truffle person. I don't like truffles.
Right.
I'm not a big.
Tastes like dirt.
I just don't think. I think they're overrated. I think it's got flavor to it, but it just. I think they make too much, and I think that's waned in the last few years too.
But is it Macallan?
Macallan Scotch.
Okay, so my brother-in-law,
24-year would be very expensive.
Mm-hmm. Look, this is going to be sacrilegious, but maybe I just don't know enough about life. My brother-in-law, during the holidays, I remember, popped something open, and he mentioned how much a bottle was and passing over. He got it at an auction. But people start talking about that. I think it's fascinating. But I'm more concerned with they're about to share this with me, and I'm not going to be able to appreciate it.
Yeah,
and I'm not very good at, especially when I'm close to family, faking some sort of enthusiasm because we're just...
Hey,
dead inside. We're dead inside.
Yeah, I don't think you have the chip.
Yes.
I don't think you have the chip.
So,
you are about automobiles.
Yeah, because I'm into that. I don't know enough about a 24-year-old Macallan.
Mm-hmm.
I'm probably pronouncing that wrong.
Now, a great bottle of wine, a great expensive bottle of wine. I've rarely been disappointed with my friends.
I don't know enough about that yet.
Well, it's just the flavor. It's a smoothness.
It was really
cool.
That's
really how I judge it. It's like smooth and amazing, and
so
it gives you
yesterday,
a great warm feeling inside.
There was a Japanese whiskey tasting.
They're expensive, the Japanese whiskeys.
So, same conversation. Where was this? It's not a big deal. Charlie was kind enough to take me to the Metropolitan Club yesterday.
Again?
Yes.
Wow, and you go there all the time.
You should have brought Mac.
There's a high frequency as of late, which is a nice, wonderful experience.
You should have brought Mac because he speaks Japanese.
There you go.
Whiskey.
I had the same feeling I had with Macallan. Probably pronouncing that wrong.
Macallan,
and I said,
with an M.
Yeah, so I don't know. I let Charlie, I just follow, I mimic what Charlie's doing, and he's having like casual conversation, and I'm just sitting there, I'm like, man, this place is nice. And, you know, we're on the roof, you can see the White House like right across the way. It's just gorgeous. Smells like money. You know, it's just
you like being around it. You're
I
just
like
not
it's not
knowledge.
I don't know enough, and I'm not going to fake it.
Was it all manner of whiskey, or like
three different tiers? And
boy, you were sad.
And Charlie,
do you know enough of it to compare? I know you drink Jack Daniel's whiskey. You've had whiskey.
Always
whiskey
buy American,
is part
Mike.
Of your
I've
repertoire.
Always said that.
Well, but, Jack is but, very consistent and very.
But that's a bourbon. Yeah. And then there's Scotch, which is Macallan. And then there's my stuff, which is Irish whiskey.
Right.
Would you be able to identify where the Japanese whiskeys went? Because I have never enjoyed a Japanese whiskey, and I've always wanted to try it. So can you identify where it falls in that area?
Yes. It was the smoothest whiskey I've ever tasted in my life.
Okay. I'm going to get myself a bottle of it for the holidays. I'd like to try it.
She, and this is embarrassing again, but fine. She goes, it's traditionally served as a highball.
Okay.
And I said, in my eyes, I'm like, what the F is a highball?
Uh-huh.
Do you all know what a highball is?
Yeah.
It's up in a, like a martini glass.
No.
What
wrong?
Is it?
No,
what
it's,
is
a highball? It's a tall glass with ice.
Bingo, bango.
I don't drink
the man that's in recovery.
I don't
no.
drink anymore. But I know the words.
My parents used to say you want a highball. And I guess that meant a tall glass with ice?
Yeah, like a Collins glass usually, I think.
Sure. 1,000% sure?
1,000%.
Okay.
Okay.
Highball.
And I think a lot
There's
of times.
We have to move on pretty soon.
Yeah, I think oftentimes a highball will involve a splash of soda, but it's not always required.
So it's mixed.
Can be.
All right. Yeah. I want to try that.
So then I deduce, I'm not a big dummy. I see, oh, these are tall glasses. Is that a high ball?
Mm-hmm.
Because it the
high ball glass.
Because the is the ball the ice at the top where it's high?
No, I don't think that it's high and there's low ball too. So I mean I don't know that they refer to the ball.
Is that
anything.
Where the cube what's the ball portion of the
I don't know.
Right?
I don't know.
But it would be interesting.
It would make sense.
It makes sense. So I'm like, man. So I see the tall glass. She pours the whiskey, a very healthy pour, and
at a sampling, that's odd.
A highball is a mixed alcoholic drink composed of an alcoholic base spirit and a larger proportion of non-alcoholic mixer.
Yes.
It's a mixed drink.
Thank
you. It's a fancy name for a mixed drink.
And it's called highball because in Japan they serve it with spherical ice that rises to the top.
Oh, there
Look
you go.
Look at this guy, anime and alcohol.
That's fantastic,
From
Matt. Congratulations.
The Empire of the Sun.
That's but you enjoyed it?
Yeah, I enjoyed it, and they served it with seltzer. And
did
there
Charlie,
are three, there
did
are
Charlie
three,
buy a bottle?
Three different types. They weren't selling. They were just giving.
All right.
Just and all right. I asked.
Did Charlie take a bottle?
No.
Okay.
Would you like some examples of the highball?
I Please. Would.
7 & 7.
Nice. That's a good drink.
Gin and tonic.
Mm.
Nice.
Screwdriver.
Yes.
Tom Collins. And your favorite, a rum and Coke.
Ah,
And
love
it's in
a
highball glass,
yeah,
which
yeah.
is the narrow, tall
now
glass.
Now we know.
Here we
and
are.
I will offer this as a 10-second pro tip for people who still drink. When you are making a rum and Coke, the most important step is you ice your glass, then squeeze your lime on the ice before you add your liquid ingredients. It makes a huge difference.
Right,
but always drink responsibly.
This and, discussion, I know. Little too nostalgic for you.
It's
on that
too much.
One,
Mike,
That's
it was it. A great yep. time, but it's over.
It's I'll get good. The I'll get the brand for you, Mike. They said they had
Thank
it
you.
Everywhere.
Thank so. You. Very good. Someone went through the Social Security Administration's official list of baby names. I've been doing this for my whole career because I love it every time. This is from last year. They
Was he there?
They cherry-picked the weirdest names out of the Social Security Administration's
but was
list
our,
of baby names.
But was our guy there?
Who?
Nameberry.
Nameberry. Each name was given to at least one baby.
Okay.
Baby, as Ian Bagg would say. Eh, you got a baby?
Baby?
Have you had a baby? Was it a big baby? Each name was given to at least one baby in 2022, but not more than 10. Here are the highlights. The weirdest girls' names. You ready?
Yes.
Minnow. Banksy.
Oh.
Delight. Katniss from The Hunger Games.
I love that. Oh, God.
Sparkle. Pearly. Menorah.
canary, Bethlehem, chai, strawberry, and finally Cinderella. Those are the girls.
They're
that
all
I love
very
these,
nice. Very
aren't they nice.
Yes.
Sparkle. Come here, Sparkle.
Strawberry.
The boys' list, equally odd. Are you ready for
yes.
these?
Yes.
Yeah.
Barley, Dragon, Texas, Utah, Daytona, Fender, Clever, Gilead, Cotton, Rooster, Chaos.
Chaos?
Jesus. Ruckus. Hey, Ruckus. Come on now. Let's go. Crash, Forbes, Lancelot.
Lancelot made the list?
What are we going to do now, Mata? And finally, just one word, awesome.
You know what? We're doomed.
We I like the name Concrete.
Team. We have a legend on his team. It's very cool. Okay. I like that.
I like yes. Concrete.
Concrete.
That podcaster that everybody thought was an industry plant, Bobby.
Yes.
That talked to Drake.
Bobby?
Mm-hmm. Her son's name is Concrete.
Concrete. It's wonderful. My favorite doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
Sea Spray. That
That's
was just
very
one of my,
pretty.
And I think it goes for either girls or boys.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. Mm-hmm. We can do that as well. It's good. There's a lot of hype when you're younger about starting an exciting career, but in reality, everyone is bored out of their minds. A new study has found that 46% of Americans are bored at work for at least 3 days in the work week, and 90% of the people who are bored and who have college degrees say they did not see this coming back in school. 71% of people say they are happy with their current role, but just 35% of people say they enjoy their work, and 13% admit to being unsatisfied. Mm. What say ye, gentlemen?
Very satisfying. And you said it earlier, the times that the mic is open, it's the greatest job in the world.
It is.
How can you not be satisfied with that?
We're lucky to have this outlet.
Yeah.
It's a nice, when we start in the morning on time, it's nice to...
Now who's bringing it up?
It's nice to, you know, get that. This is like... Doing the show in the morning is a boot up to your day for you, Mike, I hope. And for like you are up. When you're done with this, it is there's no like
ready to go.
I wonder if I need to get a coffee to jumpstart my day because it's go time.
That's why I will see you late tomorrow afternoon. A new study from Tulane University found that 12% of us are consuming half of all the beef eaten in the U.S. What?
Oh, can you do that? Do that stat again?
12% of us are consuming half of all the beef eaten in the U.S. on any given day.
Okay, so if you take all of the beef in America,
yeah,
on a day,
serious meat eaters are eating 12% of it.
Half of the meat that is eaten is eaten by 1/8 of the population.
Even the researchers were surprised so few people are consuming so much meat. So who are these people eating steaks on steaks on steaks? Shockingly, it's not women and not young people either. The ones most likely to be in that 12% are men and people between the ages of 50 and 65. Robin Lee.
Yeah. Mike, let's go out for steaks. Multiple.
What did you have yesterday? What was your main meal yesterday?
Last night, my mom made goulash and she gave
beef.
It to us. Yeah, it was beef. Yeah.
I had salmon. I had a salmon salad.
That's good.
Oh, you lucky ducks. I had grapes and granola.
There. You don't eat any beef. Yeah. You're not part of the 12%.
I listen to them every morning, by the way.
Well, what's the name again? Grapes and granola.
Grapes and granola.
I'm granola.
How you doing, everybody? Okay, we got the horoscopes coming in about 20 minutes.
Celebrity birthdays.
Oh, grapes. You're such a kidder.
Jackson.
Oh, my God. Listen, our Danger Boy Coffee Creamer will be coming in here in a second. He's going to be going down to the local bus station to kick immigrants. Yeah, that's super fun. We got in trouble about it last time because we're idiots.
And also, don't forget the mystery lyric. It's up to $12.80. Be the 10th caller.
Thank you very much. Tradio coming up. In all right, I give you a choice of two for the final story today. It can be a sophomore quarterback who has launched a line of underwear due to his good name, or it's a Carmen Electra story. Which one
I defer to my partner.
I mean...
It's tough. It's a tough call.
As a young buck, Carmen Electra was the apex of, you know, the poster that would go up in not just your high school bedroom, but probably college.
I'll give you that one then.
Yeah, and you know, I concur. I think that's a good choice.
She's still at it. Carmen Electra finds it hilarious that her OnlyFans subscribers are obsessed with her feet.
Oh.
The former Baywatch star became a global sex symbol thanks to her stint as Lonnie McKenzie in Baywatch in the 1990s, all the way back then. She joined the adult site last year. She charges $25 for special requests, though it's free to subscribe to her page, and she's revealed the weirdest fetish she's fulfilled. She is quoted by The Sun as saying, "I get lots of requests for my feet. It cracks me up." The 51-year-old former Playboy cover star loves being in control of her racy pictures on OnlyFans. She told People magazine, "I felt like, yeah, I need to do this. I, for once, have this opportunity to be my own boss and have my own creative vision to share with my fans without someone standing over me telling me, don't do this, don't do that, cover up this. People are going to do what they want to do anyway with your photos."
True.
She's naughty. She's good naughty.
Yeah.
You might as well be in control of them. She mainly posts swimwear and lingerie photos, as well as beauty tutorials and holiday content. Carmen also admitted that she has a desire to show a little bit more on the site. Then she won't have to put any strategically placed emojis over her body. So Carmen Electra has lots of requests for her feet, if you are enjoying
what
that
would
type
you
of
have
activity.
To cover up. I feel like she's, you know,
she shows, doesn't show boobs or the private parts down there. She shows lingerie, and I guess if she wants to show, you know, have a little nip slip, she'll do that once.
Yeah, but
in a
you
while.
Can see all of that for free on the internet.
This podcast is sponsored by Groove Life. You know what time it is? It's time to update your wallet, people.
It is.
Groove Wallet is a sleek, low-profile aluminum wallet. Let me whip mine out right
look
now.
Look out. Look out.
All right, here we go.
Here she comes.
There it is. All right. There we go. Look at that. That's my Groove Life wallet right there. That's my ID. I put it behind my cash that has a little folder.
Are you
and that's
naked
my cards.
Without cash?
I'm naked without cash, Rob.
I understand. Yep.
And, you know, have to borrow it from my wife all the time, but I'm not really borrowing it. I'm just taking it.
Yes.
There. One thumb motion. If you can see this here. Okay.
Whoop.
All right.
So
nope,
easy.
That's the back of it. So there it is.
Yeah.
There are the cards. And I love it. We endorse a lot of things on this show, but I will tell you this product went into my pocket immediately and I have not looked back. And I know based on the way it's constructed that they will live up to their incredible warranty. I love, love Groove Life. I love the products. One thumb motion fans out up to 6 cards. Easy, easy access. And it comes with Groove Life's, listen to this, 94-year no BS warranty. Plus, they just launched a new attachment, the Groove Wallet Go.
Look at this.
Go.
Go.
Rob's got it attaches to his phone, or you can attach it to another Groove Wallet.
Yeah, it's so easy. Boom.
It uses
like
innovative micro suction technology. It gives you the ability to add another 3 cards plus cash. This wallet is so slim, people, you can easily fit it in your front pocket. You'll barely know it's there. And don't forget, Groove Life makes the best belts in the world. We love those, too. Time to bring your wallet into the 21st century. Head to groovelife.com/TMOS. You get 20% off. Take advantage of that, folks. All Groove Life products, 20% off. That's the best offer you're going to find, but you have to use our link, groovelife.com/TMOS, 20% off. One last time, that's promo code TMOS for 20% off your order. Just click the button on our website for Groove Life. And thank you, Groove Life. We appreciate
great
you
folks.
Supporting the Mike O'Mara Show. Healthcare in America. We didn't get a chance to talk about it yesterday. Rob was going to be giving us a discussion of it, or was it Oscar that was going to talk about
healthcare? Oscar brought it up yesterday, but I had a situation after
you've
the show
yesterday.
You've
recently had a procedure. I know that.
Yeah, but this is not related to that. That actually went wonderfully. I have none complaints.
Okay.
But Oscar, do you want to lead with your broken, or can I take the reins here?
No, you please.
Okay.
I heard a portion of this yesterday in the halls here at Podville Media. Went on the halls in Rob's office, and I said, this guy.
I want to figure out how mad to get before you even start the story. Does it involve insurance?
No.
No.
Good.
It does not.
All right. Then I'm all ears.
Okay. As you know, and I think as everybody knows, I'm on a mood drug called Lexapro.
I am too.
And it was my dosage was boosted last month.
Okay.
I started out at 5 right when I was having all my troubles a year and a half ago. Then they boosted me to 10 and I found 10 to be quite effective. And then I saw a psychiatrist, and he said, I think we're going to try you on 20.
Okay.
So I'm on 20 milligrams of Lexapro.
I'm on a little bit more.
Really? How much?
350.
Wow. You must never cry.
No.
Come back.
he has to moisturize his tear ducts.
I'm on 22. I'm on 20.
Yeah. It's a good strong dose. Mm-hmm. And so when the psychiatrist meeting, it was a video Zoom meeting. And I talked to him for a minute.
You need to go to 30.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or maybe start cutting those tablets in half.
Nah,
go one
fine.
And a half.
20 is good for you.
So
I got a double cocktail. If you want to know, I'm not embarrassed.
No,
do you have another one? You pair it with what?
I pair it with Wellbutrin.
Everyone seems to like Wellbutrin.
Well, I do both. I do both.
I actually have an appointment with my doctor in a couple weeks to talk about sort of changing it up a little bit.
I will let you continue, but I have to mention this
because
I never talk about it, but I have to. I forget because it's a morning thing and I've been in a different spot. And I get a routine at night. But in the morning, sometimes if I'm running around, I'll forget the Wellbutrin. And it's just funny because on the golf course, it does make a difference. It
really,
really, really does. Yeah, it makes a difference between hitting a shot into the water and thinking literally the world is going to end. and looking at an 85-year-old woman who's going too slow in front of you, that tiny little pill in the morning.
Just so I'm prepared. Do you know what your dosage is of Wellbutrin?
I do not.
Okay.
I do not.
I'll ask you it offline. So, good talks. Good fun.
Everybody in America is doing
that
stuff.
I know.
You too?
Yeah. You on Wellbutrin too?
You too? You're on Wellbutrin too? I am. Go ahead.
So I was running out of the 20s, and he gave me a one with no refill. Yeah. So I called it into my pharmacy, and they said, "Well, you have no refills." And I said, "That's true." And they said, "We'll reach out to your doctor." This is three or four. I still had like five pills left or whatever.
Easily covered.
Yeah. Yeah. And they said, and I said, "Great." And I called to check on the status of it after I took my final pill. Now, the thing that's wild, because Target said you'll be ready to go at noon on Wednesday. It's great. The thing about these mood drugs is you can't miss a dose and you can't stop taking them cold turkey.
Yeah.
If you don't phase out, you're going to go crazy.
Well, you can.
I wouldn't say go crazy.
It depends on the person. You will have you'll feel it.
Yeah, you will definitely feel it if you don't do it right.
I think so. I miss them all the time. So, it's not the end of the world.
Mike, that doesn't mean that's the best way, the course of action.
Yeah.
I'm saying I will miss a dose.
And
I would not quit either. I realize that's what they
when
say.
When you miss the dose, you feel the effects.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so,
if you miss a dose, I think you would probably...
You always hurt the ones that are closest to you.
The ones you love.
You might be aware of it. Yeah. You might be aware of it if you miss a dose.
I didn't want to miss a dose. I didn't want to deal with that. I've been on some manner of this drug now for almost a year and a half, and I didn't want to miss it. So I called Target, and they said there's been a problem. And I go through the pharmacy. I'm not even talking to the robot. I'm talking to the lady. And she says, your doctor is not returning our calls. And I said, well, is there anything?
Is this your telephone doctor?
This is the guy that I met with, the psychiatrist that I met with on Zoom.
On the phone, online.
On Zoom, a virtual meeting.
Okay.
And she said, well, I would try to reach out and see what's going on. I said, well, I'm one step ahead of you. So I call the office. I find, I got it through, Express Scripts. I had a file on there, so I was able to find the number of this guy's practice, and I'll just call him Dr. Dumbass. And so I find Dr. Dumbass's phone number, and I call, and I ask to speak to him, and they say, we can probably help you here, and I explain the situation, and they say, great. And again, it sounds like the lady from Pee-wee's Big Adventure or Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
So what we can help you right there. What seems to be your problem?
Glad
and then
to
Rob
help
on
you.
The other side says,
get out! Don't go shooting dog. Race off!
I said, well, my name is Robert Spiewak. And I hear, okay. Is that your legal full name? Yeah, Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T, Spiewak, S-P-E-W-A-K. She says, that's not coming up. What's your date of birth? I said, well, March 8th, 1971. Huh. Do you have your prescription number? I said, I do. That's not coming up. You're nowhere in our files. We're going to escalate this. I said, great. So they put me through to another lady who basically says, we're in the process of escalating this. And then I get the third lady. And she is not the lady from Ferris Bueller. She's sort of more detail-oriented. Okay. She said, we can't find your file anywhere. What other information can you give you? When did you meet with Dr. Dumbass? And I gave her the date. And she said, and what is the problem again? I said, I need him to refill a prescription. She said, where are you calling from? I said, well, I live in Virginia. She goes, huh, he shouldn't be prescribing to Virginia. And I said, this must be the problem, is that I was taking the meeting in Washington, D.C., and where you take the meeting is actually where it's indicative of where he can cover. And she says, well, no, not D.C. either. As a matter of fact, he's not certified to write prescriptions. And I said, excuse me? She said, no, he's not allowed to write prescriptions.
It's not a psychiatrist?
No. And they and
did he say he was a psychiatrist?
Yes, I was linked to him through Cigna. And she, there's like a pause. And
yeah,
she,
this isn't some like roundabout, like I found him on Craigslist.
No, this was linked to me by healthcare. And so she says, can I have a good phone number to call you back? I said, absolutely. And I gave her my phone number. And she says, I'm going to go speak to Dr. Dumbass because maybe he has a business on the side. And so
I am so confused by this right now.
Me too. Think of me. I had no idea.
So what happened? I want to hear it. Let's go.
So she goes, apparently, I'm now just sitting thinking that I've...
Maybe you've been talking to some quack.
Yes.
Hack quack?
Somehow he has got his way into the Cigna healthcare system, and he wrote me a prescription that was filled and then is not returning the calls because maybe that's getting a little too close to being found out.
He's talking to the doctor from the University of Rangoon.
Yeah, and so...
But do you understand? It doesn't make any sense that he's in network.
The whole thing doesn't make sense.
It does make sense. Because,
how is he making it?
Before we get to that, let me. This,
yes.
About 2 minutes after I hang up with the lady, I'm hoping to hear back from her today, or I will follow up with a call. But I get.
You don't have closure on it.
No, not yet. But I do get an email from Dr. Dumbass. He says, the reason I can't write you a prescription right now is we haven't spoken in over a month, so we need to have a meeting. Here is the day for the meeting. And by the way, in the future, please do not contact me through my practice.
Shady.
Total shady.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
So to be continued.
Yes, to be continued. But thank God I was able to talk. Oh, and this is just a quick thing. My primary care doctor, I called, texted him, told him the whole situation. I said,
he gave you the script.
And he gave me the script. And then I called Target and they said, oh, here's the thing. They don't have any 20 milligram Lexapro in all of Loudoun County. But we're expecting a delivery in a day or so. And I said, do you have 10s? She says, oh, we have lots of 10s. I said, can you give me 2 10s? And she said, not without a prescription.
Oh, my God.
Have a good day. So I have to text my doctor back. And I said, this sounds like I'm making it up. And in no time at all, he gets the script there. Yeah. So, and the other last complaint I have about prescriptions is this was in there for 4 hours by the time I got to pick it up. And I wait in line, it's a long line, get up there, and I said, Spiewak, Robert, March 8th, 1971. He says, oh, yes, I'm just working on it. I'll have it ready in 15 minutes.
After they've told you it's ready.
Yes, and after they've had the prescription for 4 hours.
All right, a piece of advice might work, might not work.
Okay.
If you are married to this, is that where you go to get your scripts most of the time? Target?
Yes, yeah, yeah. And as a rule, they're great. As a rule, they're great.
As a rule, but man, I tell you, when I made the flip to the grocery store chain down here, they're less traveled. They are, they're kind of a side hustle for grocery stores.
Oh, and well, like my psychiatrist.
I think they tell him to pound sand. Yes, well, Oscar Santana.
So as soon as I heard a part of this yesterday, I said, let's stop talking about this. Let's talk about it on the air. So I had some follow-up questions.
Yeah.
And my main question was, And oh, this is how
I'm going to try to manage time here just a little bit.
Yes. Oh, you want to break?
Hold that thought.
Thank you.
I want to come back and okay. I want you to tell that from the beginning.
Okay.
Because I think it's worth taking a little more time on this.
Okay.
I really do. Welcome to the world of drugs in America.
I mean, so flabbergasted.
It's insane.
Yeah.
It's absolutely insane. And we all deal with it. We will be right back, everybody. You're listening to the Mike O'Meara. This discussion will be continued in one single second while I go get a pill. It's so hot.
Yes.
In Vatican City, the Pope Mobile is now selling good humor bars. All right. Based on yesterday. Also, Popesicles. But you can satisfy your needs at Dermglow. They've got the scoop on SunGuard, the most epic sunscreen in town. And that's not all. Dermglow's got the whole kit for your skin's A-game. Swing by in person or hop on a virtual skin consultation. Trust me, the transformation will be unreal. Hit up DermGlowSkin.com and discover what you've been missing. Lightning fast shipping, global delivery, afterpay for your ease. Can't make up your mind? Opt for an e-gift card. And be sure to tell them that Brendan Fraser sent you. No bio, no disclaimer, just quality estheticianizing. You have Brendan's word on it. It's a whale of a good deal. All right. I didn't want to, Oscar, I just had to get this in and I wanted to continue what you were
Please.
Saying. Just take a brief break. So yeah. Sorry for the interruption.
Okay. So last we left, yeah. Rob is dealing with the psychiatrist that's not licensed to prescribe him.
But did prescribe
at a high level. You've seen him how long?
This was about a month and a half ago I told
okay.
him, yeah.
But you're, it's just the, I guess, how long have you been under his care?
That was the first meeting.
A month and a half.
And I was going to book the second meeting, but I've been seeing the therapist between,
Great.
Which was his prescription.
Yes.
We closed the meeting with, we're going to up your dose, continue to see your therapist, see me in a month or so.
Great.
And he is, as far as you are concerned, he is a medical, he's an MD,
Mike,
a medical doctor who can prescribe medication.
I actually went through Cigna MD where they find the doctors that are on plan. But I thought Cigna's a big outfit. Why should I second guess it at all?
No, you shouldn't have to. That's their job to qualify.
And he tells you in an email, don't go through
the practice.
Cigna or something. That's crazy.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know.
Okay.
That's crazy.
No,
so
he wanted me direct message him through the Cigna app. He didn't want but remember is when I called the practice is when the lie started to crumble.
Maybe he's doing his own practice on the side of the practice.
Maybe.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So Rob tells me this, and I'm like, Jesus Christ, like, can't everything just work for this guy? I feel bad for you because, like, you just keep on, like, stumbling through life.
I need a W.
And I'm like, what if this guy is just some, like, pill farm that
yeah.
he's like getting on, be like, yeah, you should probably leave your wife. And then like giving all this like terrible advice and just writing the script and moving on.
Yeah.
And Rob's like, okay. And that's it. Like, I don't know, what did he give you good advice or was just as a script writer?
Well, the first.
So you start questioning it is what I would start.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I started to reconstruct. Mm-hmm. It was a 45-minute appointment.
Yeah.
And I started to reconstruct what I said in it. And it was, you know, the same issues that I talked yeah. with my therapist. So there was nothing groundbreaking. His advice was take the pills and talk to a therapist.
Aren't you a psychiatrist, sir?
Yeah, exactly.
Don't I talk
Here,
to you?
My knowledge.
That's
and
so funny.
Due to the fact that I am insane.
You're
I
not.
I have had experiences with a variety of the... Can you guys hear that by any chance?
A little bit. Is it?
It's not the end
I
of
mean,
the world.
There's somebody with a... leaf blower living outside my garage right now.
Maybe there was debris from the hurricane.
Ask if he's a psychiatrist.
You should open the garage up and invite him on the show.
There it is.
That would be the funny part.
Yes.
Hi.
I'm going to let it play out.
Yeah, no problem.
All right.
Just enjoy.
Just hardworking.
There you go.
Wow, Mike, I like your voice with the
yeah, you sound
wide
great.
Open.
This is why I need more Lexapro.
Well, Mike, I'm about to have an S load of it.
Carl, where's the Wellbutrin?
Where's the Wellbutrin that we have right now? So I think that what we're dealing with here is, the way I understand it, everybody in Hollywood thinks that you go see a psychiatrist to lie on the couch
yes!
and be, when the truth really is, in my estimation, that psychiatrists are primarily the medicine people of psychology. They're the people that help you because they're the only ones. A psychologist cannot prescribe meds for you.
No.
That's the way it goes. A psychiatrist can. And so I've been to counseling where you get, you know, if you you go see this person and they will prescribe this and that. You remember my nickname in bowling. I had it on my shirt.
Oh, Paxil. Yeah, Paxil.
And so, you know, that's that. And it just seems to me that there's a little hinkiness as to whether this guy is, you know, did he go through a psychiatrist to write your script or, you know,
I don't
what's
know.
Going on?
I have no idea how it happened, and I don't want to give him right now. I don't want to give him the satisfaction of a call back.
He's using his doctor's license, one for a practice and one for like a televisit. Health, and that's the only thing I could think about.
It's a money thing, right?
Yeah. So
but
then,
he can't be putting his practice's phone number in my file if he doesn't want me to call the practice if he's not replying
to
the pharmacy.
Well, this is what's wild. You're so old school. You're probably the only person in the past 2 years that's ever called that number.
Probably.
Right? So this is the first time he's encountering this.
Well, the phone number with a wooden phone.
Yes.
Well, no, but if they're not responding to emails or messages, you're left with the phone.
I don't mind. I like calling. I will call someone and I can tell when they're annoyed by the call because they'd rather get a text
or
an email.
Of course.
So I'm curious where it stands right now. You are expecting a call from who today?
Today I'm expecting a call from what appears to be
Dr.
when I talk to
Kevorkian.
Her, the office manager or someone who is three tiers up at the practice where Dr. Dumbass has his home.
Isn't
in
it Dumas?
Oregon? No, it's not. It's a different name. It's not even close. So he's in Oregon
does
right
now.
Does
he have, when you've gotten the correspondence, what's it say on his email? Does he have the letters afterwards? Is there an MD afterwards?
Yes. Everything that I got from Cigna has all the stuff.
Sounds like maybe it's just too big a bureaucracy. Is what
and
it, is.
It sounds like he's getting in under the line and, you know, he's making hay while the sun shines. And it was just so mind-boggling when she said, he doesn't have the authority to write prescriptions.
Well, what's her authority? Did you ask her?
The doctor, the MD that you mentioned that you know is a medical doctor doesn't have the authority to write prescriptions?
The one thing, we have a employee here, Kelsey, at the Village, who...
Oh, it's called...
Podville. Thank you, Oscar.
Living in the past.
As I've always done. Her mother is in the mental care field.
Mama!
And she brought this up to her, and it could be the fact that there is something called, I think it's called SciPac, which is an organization statewide.
That sounds like Jack Ryan's going to jump off an airplane.
But like maybe 40.
I think they profile them in Lioness.
40 states or so are together that you can write prescriptions from one state to another.
Oh, okay. But it's a state thing.
It could be. That could be the situation.
Do you know where they're based? Do you know where
Oregon
the area
is not licensed to do anything near us. Anything.
Oregon.
I'm really curious to get to the end of this. But the thing that was...
If it's Oregon, I bet they can get you some good weed.
Or blueberries.
Yeah. Blueberries and weed. Hey, it's another morning show.
I'm blueberries.
And I'm weed. Nice to have you here. Thanks
but
so
in any case, my doctor to the rescue, I got to take my pills this morning, which was actually... a major concern because I don't know how I'm going to react if I skip a dose. And
that
so,
well, you can a day is not going to.
Okay, well, yeah, but better to not.
2 days won't do anything. A weekend won't do anything to you.
Okay.
You want to probably not go cold turkey off that, but it's not that big a deal. I've been on it for a long time.
But there was a the whole situation was kind of stressful. That's all. Mm-hmm. And by
yeah, which makes
it's
one
scary.
Of you more.
Yeah, it is scary.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And don't think I'm not thinking lawsuit.
And there's always acid. So don't forget about that.
Yeah.
That would be good too.
Maybe
forget about everything. And it's like a mind eraser, you know? Where was the doctor? I don't know what state. I don't even know if he's in the United States. I'm an orange. Heal me. Anyway,
oh dear.
We'll take a break and we will come back with the side of Flip.
Flipping.
Right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. And drugs are great, people. That's the theme of today's show.
Is it?
It is.
Okay.
Yeah. Drugs are great. Drugs are great.
Great.
Stay refreshed and energized this scorching summer. Ditch the dull water. I don't know what sugar-free flavor I'm having today, but I will
tell
you.
I hope it's the peach.
I know. It's not the peach. I think it's the grape. I think
it's white grape, isn't it?
Liquid IV, America's number one powder hydration brand. The power of
green
Liquid
grape.
IV's
green
new
grape.
Green grape. There it is. The one that's right in the front that Oscar put down there. Liquid IV's new sugar-free line. Unlock unparalleled hydration.
0.
Mike, when we're signing up for the annuals next year.
Yes.
We're back, baby. That doesn't mean you don't have to buy a fruitcake.
Man, I love it when a great sponsor continues their relationship.
So they sign up for next year. Old Liquid IV.
We love it.
And they're doing the 2024 buys. And
that's wonderful. And
no wonder he can't be on time. He doesn't know what year it is.
We're laying in product placement into the video.
Yes.
That's wonderful, and I think that's a good idea.
These satchels arrive, and you will be hydrated.
Laying in the product placement into the video, which affects the audio. No artificial sweeteners. Get 3 times the electrolytes compared to sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins for daily wellness. I've told you when I'm out in 94-degree heat, there's nothing that does me better than Liquid IV. It beats water's hydration speed, and the flavors are fantastic. Feel amazing while making a global impact. 39 million servings across 50 countries have been donated because they're a great company. Join me and choose Liquid IV for a revitalizing and world-changing hydration experience, and you will love, love, love the flavor. Real people, real flavor, real hydrating. Now sugar-free. Grab your Liquid IV hydration multiplier, sugar-free, in bulk nationwide at Costco. Oscar's giving me a little extra spring in my step for this commercial. Or get 20% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TMOS at checkout. That's 20% off anything you order when you use promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. Now, you hear me say it a lot, folks, and I just wanted to mention this. But when we mention that 20%, yeah, you can roll into Costco. You can get your Liquid IV there. But if you go through our website and you've never had it before and you want to get your Liquid IV, that 20% off is well, well worth it.
Absolutely.
So that's what I wanted to say. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hello. Mike, you mentioned him earlier, and I said what I always say about him. He's a good guy. Mitch McConnell. Mm-hmm. I don't really mean that. But I worry for him, as I worry for all of mankind when they have situations. Mm-hmm. He froze up a couple weeks ago, and you would think they would look into it or perhaps put him in a situation where this is not likely to happen again, yet this broke yesterday.
I'm sorry. I had a hard time hearing you.
That's okay. What are your thoughts on running for re-election?
What are my thoughts about what?
Running for re-election in 2026.
Oh, that's
it's frightening.
Did you hear the question, Senator? Running for re-election in 2026?
Yes.
All right, I'm sorry, you all. We're going to need a minute. Senator. Benny.
Yep.
All right, now this is the second time this has happened.
It's frightening to me to watch. It truly is.
This is the second time that this has happened to Mitch McConnell. And look, this is the majority leader of the Senate.
Yeah.
This is something medically, this is just like the president or anyone. You take care of this and you let people know. You have a right to do it. So the people around Mitch McConnell, now that we've had the second event, if he has not gotten medical attention about this, I think it's they owe it to his constituents, to his family, to everybody. He's in this ridiculous pressure cooker situation every day. Get the guy the help he needs and let us know what's going on. Probably, as I watched yesterday, a TIA, little mini strokes happening right now,
they
which happens
happen.
At people who are elderly. But this is the guy that should be have access to the best health in the world. Find out what's going on, for Christ's sake.
And this is what's crazy is if they just came out and said, look, he's there the entire time. This happens to people, and I think more so than we think.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
They're not in the public eye, so you don't see it live on television.
Probably happens to Mitch a lot more.
Yeah, it happens a lot to Oscar during the flip side.
It does, because I black out and think about what's next. But this time I'm here because I was here early. And it helps.
Here we go.
Full circle.
Great callback.
But look, if the guy is having these like speed bump moments, that doesn't mean he can't do his job. Just tell us.
Yeah.
Let us know what's going on.
Yeah. And don't put him in front of people.
It speaks to the larger problem. Dianne Feinstein and Mitch McConnell and these 89-year-old people. I mean, it's not cool.
Aren't we going to have a president who's 89?
We're going to have a president who's 89, and everybody in the Democratic Party, myself included, what's the numero uno concern? His age.
Yes, exactly.
I thought it was Boniva.
Hey, Boniva.
That's a close number two, bubbling under.
wonderful drug. Another drug, Boniva. Mm-hmm. It's the theme of today's show. Drugs are great.
Great. Mm-hmm. Drugs are great. Mike, let's close with this. Are you familiar with the term Emmanuelist?
Well, I was over the weekend.
No.
Carla had a... Go ahead. What?
Emmanuelist, you perhaps remember the guy that used to go on The Tonight Show and play songs with...
Toomey.
John Toomey, exactly.
John Toomey, which is one of the greatest clips on The Tonight Show you'll ever hear.
He would play songs making hand farts. Well, I don't think John Toomey is performing anymore, but there is a guy performing now, and his name is called... I'm sorry. But he did his own video. He does all of his own work.
Okay. And he plays his hands.
Yes, and he does more modern songs. But I think the best thing about it is that he looks... at the camera, blank-faced the whole time.
Okay, that makes sense.
And he's not a young guy. And all what's right. so magnificent about this, his name is Jerry Phillips, and he's performing Uptown Funk.
Totally deadpan.
Yes.
I love it. Good room for it, too. Like he's in the shower.
Yep.
That's what makes it work.
I like when he hits the high notes.
Good rhythm.
Coming up.
Challenging song for
yes.
you, man. Yeah.
It's great.
I'll give it just a little more.
I want to hear the hook. Here again.
He said Fantastic. It was hard because he's never done a 4.5 minute song.
Commitment.
But that's that is Jerry Phillips.
Oh, all Jerry hail. Phillips.
All hail.
Fantastic. All right, more drugs tomorrow on the show. It'll be a theme all week long and fantastic. We look
Mike,
forward to that.
Today is the last day.
Last day.
To buy a fruitcake.
Oh my God, I completely forgot. It's the end of August.
Well, so listen, all of you procrastinators.
Right, turn it down. Turn it down. Let's
kill
do one
it,
last little
Stop
push
it.
Here. Yeah. Okay. Hey. Listen, this is our fun. This is our fundraiser.
Yeah.
And this is an element of the show. I don't do this as often as I used to, but I will check in with the chief cook and business manager, Oscar Santana. Oscar, do we need a last second push to push us over the top of these fruitcakes?
2023 has been abysmal.
Always.
Yes.
2024 is finally coming online.
Uh-huh.
So anything you can.
Yep.
More importantly, you don't want to disappoint your family.
Exactly.
Because these aren't going to be up for reorder. This is it.
Listen, and you know, it really has become a tradition.
Unlike any other.
That's right.
I have to tell you this, that people don't want to think about Christmas in August. You don't.
No.
But this is why we do it, because we do it in advance so we can be prepared.
We have to buy
order the
futures.
Stuff,
right.
And we have to get the futures.
Commodities, they're not the same these days.
If we have ever made you laugh, if we ever made you chuckle, if you'd like to keep this show alive.
Yeah.
If
you hate me.
If you hate Oscar, there is a motivator.
If you love
If you hate Oscar. If you love Rob and hate me.
If you
or
root
any
for
combination
Rob.
Thereof, yes. If you root for Rob. Oscar and I don't.
No.
There was a time.
If you're a Pony Boy fan.
If you're a Pony Boy fan,
yes.
You'd like to hear him more on the
yes.
show. And you're really pissed that he's not. Buy a fruitcake. Buy a fruitcake future and do it today. If you're somebody who has purchased 2 is fine.
Yes.
15 is better.
Yes.
And if you're somebody
don't get greedy.
That,
3 is cool.
What's that?
3 is cool.
I'd like 10.
10 is good.
Well,
I
live
I just,
in the world
I
of reality.
I'm looking for a whale. I'm looking. Is it wrong to look for a whale
you mean
for somebody out there?
Like the movie?
No. Like a casino whale.
I thought you meant Brendan Fraser. He
could
eat
I want
10.
A big eater.
All right, play the music again. We're done with this pitch. It's over. We've mucked it
I
up
I need
completely.
A big eater to buy 10.
Yeah, we want a big eater. Some big eater
Will
out
they
there.
Will bring
right?
him to my door?
I'll do anything for fruitcake. We got to get out of here for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. Mike O'Mara saying so long. Oh, it's on the website. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.